You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Bates Claude Smith, and you're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And the session you listen to is Stairway to Heaven. I'm your host, and today my topic is going to be holding on. And it made me think about this topic before I got into it. I didn't know what I wanted to say or what I was going, but it stuck in my mind. We're going to go from like part of the book of Joe, where Joe had got sick and he held on until he went through his crisis, and he got well. And I mean, everything he had was destroyed, but the Lord fixed it back up for him, gave him things new. But this holding on I'm talking about is holding on to God's hand, problems, and everything else that's probably in the way. I'm first gonna start off with people with us in the United States here. We got some people here that are down and out, and they are struggling trying to make ends meet. And when you get to that point where you cannot hold on or refuse to give up, you got to keep going strong. There's a song that says, I got to keep going on. And really, it's a true song. And, you know, during the time, during the COVID time, and when everything was shut down and everybody could hardly do nothing, didn't get the joy, they said, stayed in the house. It seemed like that the whole world and everybody was so stuck and so shocked and so like they was built into their own cage. And it gets to the point where when we getting the stage like that and getting the things that bother us, we let things hold us back. We give up. We don't think about how we gonna get out of this, how we gonna make it. And sometimes get to the point we don't know how we going to, who we gonna share it to, and how to share. But you know, you got to do some things that make. You got to do some things, just think and figure out, I'm going to get out of this, but you got to the question, how? Well, every dark tunnel, there's a bright light at the end of it, and you have to kind of look at the bright light that's ahead of you. And so things may be dark, may see in a way where it may be bad, or things may be looking like, well, I don't care, you know, I'll just let it go, and I'll just hold on to this. But we must understand, we have to give up things so we can let go. You got to, when you once get your strength and you see where you can, that you're going to make it, you got to hold on until it pulls you out. You have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes things get to the rough and get to hard. It get too big, you can't handle it. And don't think, I can handle this. You cannot handle it. And get to the point where you can't handle it. And when you can't handle it, then what you do? You want to show, you want to go in the corner and cry, or you want to block out everybody? No, you do not want to do that. You need to try to hold on. You got to hold on to some things that happen. Another thing is you got to hold on to your strength. And you can't let illness get you down. Sometimes you have to think about when you get in a situation where you're about to fight and you land there are people in the hospital or laying in the hospital today. And some of them feel like they're on their last time or their last leg. You can't not let yourself be bogged down like that. I mean, you're there to get better and you're there to try to pull up so you can do the things that you thought you can do. And a lot of times you think of things that I want to do, but I'm glad I have you can't do that. As a little, I have, when I was in the hospital back in 2013, and I had this bypass, I was laying up in the hospital. And after a week or so, I got bored. I wanted to hurry up and get out of there so bad. I said, I'd be so glad when I get to go home. I'd be so glad when I can go back. I know it's going to take time for me to pull it back together, but I have to try to take my time to get it together. So I started a little game with myself called Declaring War on Me, which I did, declare war on me. I fought with, I had to fight with that illness, that surgery. I had to fight with it. I want the strength, you know, I had a choice. Either I want to lay here and look weak and self-pity, or I want to get up out this bed and I'm going to walk. So one night, I got out of bed, got the chair, and started walking down the hallways of the Veteran Hospital in Cleveland, Ohio. And I got to walking down the halls just about every night. Therapist came the next day. I walked with him, and he walked with a wheelchair, and I let the wheelchair go and start walking. I did it for about 2 or 3 days. That was my war against, that was the war against me, trying to get better so I can get out and do the things I enjoy doing. Another thing I did after I got out and came back home and start walking myself, I said, I got to do this on my own. I just can't lay here and look sad. So I got to start walking on my own time. And I walked and I walked till I got it together. And that little war that I had with me, like I told my cousin one time, she's gone now, that sometimes you got to get up and she said, what do you do? I say, hey, you sometimes just get up out that bed and say, I'm not staying here. I'm going to get out of this bed. And that's what I did. Get out of the bed. And you have to get out of that bed, sick bed, to get along and to get out of it. Next thing you have to do, hold on to wisdom. The wisdom that you get comes from the word, from the Bible. I don't care what book it is that you read. I don't mind. It doesn't matter what book or doesn't matter where you're going to get. Somewhere in that book, you are going to get that wisdom. You are going to get that word of knowledge. You're going to find out the things that don't, that you don't see doesn't, that you don't see doesn't add up. There are things that you do add up. There was a time when I was living in Texas and I had, and a lot of things, some things happened to me. And I ran into some people. I'm not mentioning no names, but I ran into some people down there that thought was my friends, and they wasn't my friends. They were just somebody there just to play friends. And when I saw how they were, and I said, this ain't nothing but a, they playing, this ain't nothing but a game that they play. They've been playing this game for so long, playing this game off and on. It was just like a regular everything day game. And then when I come to the point, got to find out what they were doing, what they're trying to do, and try to influence some friends of mine, try to turn them against me, saying that I was this and I was that, which, you know, you're only you know yourself and how you really are. But you got some people that got that mind frame that they is like they're guilty. They're blaming you for their guilt. And when they blaming you for their guilt, you're not the guilt. They're guilty for themselves, because how in the world that I can do it and he can't do it? And that's just the way it is. They say that he can do this, why can't I? Well, let me put it this way. You failed yourself. But once you get started, and I kept moving on, kept going on, and I held on to that. I held on to a lot of stuff that I was about to give up. But some say, no, you're not giving this up. You got a lot more that you have to do this, which I didn't know what was going to happen or what I had to do. And I'm still trying to figure out what's the next step on, what's my next job project that the Lord may have for me to do. And that's just the way it is. And they try to, you have to think about it and hold on what's going on. And by the way, let me say this, you know, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And I forgot to mention at the top of the show, but them two, they're the two people that the show is brought to you by. And also this, that, you know, we're in a stage now, we're in a rage now that people are getting to the point where it's getting bad and it's getting worse. I'm saying all this because I'm getting ready to lead up to something that I'm leading up to the people in Ukraine. Those people in Ukraine are really, from what I see every day in the news, in the morning when I get up and go to work, and when I come home and watch the news in the evening. And I put myself there and imagine that stuff like this was what would happen to the people if that would happen here in this country. What would people do? Would they panic, or would they fight on, or try to fight on? The reason why I'm going there with this, because I'm saying this, like Joe, when he got sick, and the devil asked God, asked Satan, "Are you considered my servant, Joe?" And, you know, they thought, devil told, when they're talking to God, I guess the devil said, "I'll do anything and I'll turn Joe against you." And after Joe started getting sick and everything, and started losing children, his cattle, half his land, he was a wealthy man, but he trusted God for everything that gave him. And when he got sick and started getting worse and worse, and his skin had boils and everything, he went through something. But still, he held on to God's unchanging hand. And this is what I say. This is the thing that I see on the news every day. I see hunger, and I see people running there. People, women and children, are leaving, are losing things, everything that they had. They lose their homes, their jobs, and they're trying to get away from destruction that has came down on the land and on the country. Can you imagine that when things like that happen, if this had happened here, how would we accept that, and how would we feel if that happened to us? How would we feel if things that just, everything was just wiped away from us? All the luxury that we had, all the recreation that he had, and got torn into pieces. The scenes that they are going through comes to mind that we should be appreciate what we got. We should be glad of what we got. And the good thing about it, we don't have to be refugees running from state to state to get away from the torment and torture that they are going through. And this, my brothers and sisters, it's a shame and it's bad that we have to see people going hungry. But just think, just look at us, how blessed we are and how blessed they are. They are holding on to whatever they got. And we have to stop taking things for advantage and hold on to what we got. Because we don't know when or where, any time. It could come destroy at any time. It could be taken from us at any time they are. We don't know the hour nor the day or the time that something might come up. This may happen. We have to look at the thing. I know some of you don't. Some of us pay attention to it, some of them don't. But just, can you imagine that we were all were down and out and had everything, and it was taken away from us, piece by piece, day by day. Can you imagine what would you do if you had to ration yourself off for food and water? And you had to try to cook everything that you can, the food you got. Are you walking through the streets and see bodies laying all the streets? Well, can you imagine this? But still, they're holding on. And what if we do that? We have to learn to hold on. Because that everything that's happening is beginning to happen, some things that we're getting scared of. And what would you think, what would you do, say, if food got shortage? Or things that we usually love got shortage, and you have to go out and scrap and scramble for everything to feed our family. Which God forbid, but I'm saying this. If we got this, are we able to hold on? Are we able to sacrifice the things that we enjoy to give up to try to survive? And we need to learn to survive, because if we don't learn to survive, we're going to be like critters in the streets. So my friends, it's a lot of people. It's the homeless people out there. They appreciate anything that they can get, they get from us. But they're holding on. And sometimes they don't have to do that. I see some have strength to get out there and get up in the morning and take a temporary job or job, try to get a job I got. But still, they rather try to stay out there and beg and scuffle to get what they need. But still, it doesn't matter. They're holding on to what they got. Families, single parents, single mothers, single fathers, they are struggling to hold on to what they got. And sometimes it could be a situation where there's not enough to feed the children. Some of them have two or three kids. And they'll take one thing that they can take a pot of beans or whatever and open up and open it. But they still holding on. I'm not talking about hold on to love or hold on to this. I'm talking about holding on by faith. And once you get hold on by faith, get the faith thing, you will understand that faith will carry you all the way through. You got to believe and trust God for what he can give you. You got to believe what God can do for you. And all you have to do is just sit down and pray, Father, I need your help. Some things are too big, as I said, too big. We can't handle it. He's the only one that can handle it. But we got to learn one thing. We got to hold on to what that we have right now. And some of us got what we want and take advantage of what we got. And don't care where they feel. Some of us feel, I got it now. I can throw this away and get another one. You can, but you got to think, how come what happened to the other thing that you had? Or Lord say, what did I give you? What is the other thing that I gave you to bless you with, and you got what you do with, get rid of it. You got to hold on to that. Time and time again, going back to the back overseas, as I'm going to compare, people are starving in the streets over there. Here, we got some people starving here and going hungry. Even our Afro-American communities, they are suffering, but they're trying. If you got a good Christian heart, they're trying to hold it and put it together. But they're holding on to what they got. They're holding on to God's unchanging hand. Some of them are holding on and they're praying night and day. And they're holding on because their children leave home and go to school all day. Mothers are praying, holding on to their child's prayer, holding on and hoping that they will return home safe and sound. Those people over in Ukraine can't go away. They have to run to protect themselves, to save their lives. Whatever they're going through, they got heart and they got soul, and they're going through what they're going through, but they're holding on. We have to hold on. God is got his hand out, telling my children, come to me, unto me. I will give you rest. But there are some out there that don't want to take that chance. It's going to be a time when you really going to get real in the worst way. And you, and when you get down to your last breath and you got some, you're going to get a hold of something, I've got to hold on to this. This is all I got. And it's a point where we all get down to the point where we have to hold on to what we got. We got to hold on to what is, that's what's in our soul and within our spirits. We got to hold on within our heart. We have to hold love in our heart. We've got to be kind to each other. And even though that some of us are down, you can't look down on them people that are down. You got to come in and lift them up and tell them, give them an encouraging word. Get up. You don't get up, you don't have to stay there. Get up, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and hold on to your faith. Because God still got his hand out waiting for you to grab it. All you have to do is walk and hold his hand. It's not because that they tell you they can't do it. They can. And once they some take you to things that will cause you to give up, you don't give up. You hold on. You hold on to that. You hold on to your faith. You hold on to what's in what your future is. You hold on what's coming next. You can't let yourself drop down. Now you got to get up and stay up. You got to hold on. And the more you hold on, and the more you put your faith in that hold on, the more you put that faith in God's hand, you will always be there holding on, because he will make a way for you. There's nothing too big or too small that the Lord can't fix. But you got to step in and ask for it. We have not because we ask not. And we got to hold on to what we got. And just what we got. It may be small, may not be big, but it can be small. But you got, it's got to hold on to what we got. Sometimes we have to hold on to things that things that we got we really don't want. But sometimes as long as you hold on to it, it might be somewhere play in your life. It might be something, oh, well, I don't want to use, I'll just hold on to this, but I'm not going to wear it. But then there comes a time when you might have to grab that what you don't want or don't want to wear, probably will come into play. And once it come into play, you'll hold on to it. It's like holding on. It's like a piece of, it's just like a piece of bread. And you know that may be, let's say it's your last piece of bread in the bag. But you bite off or pinch off small pieces of it. But you hold it on until you get your next big meal. You're holding on until you get to the point where I can do this. Lee Williams has a song called I Can't Give Up. And according to this song, he's telling you, what he can't give up, he's not going to give up. But you got to hold on. And things that you holding on to, you really have to be faithful, holding them within faith. Not because it's there, but you got to hold it because it's within faith you have to hold that baby on. You have to hold the small, the innocent children. You got to hold on to them. The other day, I was just last Easter weekend. I was in Cincinnati and visit my granddaughter, my great grandson, and my baby granddaughter. My son just had a daughter, baby girl. He had two of them. And as I saw her walk around, picking up things, she would come and hop in my lap 3 or 4 times. But she had a little ball that she was playing with. She held on to it. Wherever that ball go, she'd get down and go get it, but she played with it. And there was a lot of something like that to amuse her, and she hold on to it. It's just what I'm saying is We got to hold on. We have to hold on to a lot of things. Getting back to the other country, people I see, they hop them bus, getting on them buses. And can you imagine getting on a bus and leaving your home, but you have to hold on to the last thing you got, hold on to the last bit of clothes you got on your back. You got to hold on to your children, never knowing when the next bomb gonna drop, or when the next missile's gonna drop, or when they're gonna come and start shooting up a bunch of people. But those people are holding on to what everything they got. They are fighting to hold on to what they got. They're fighting to hold on to every inch of thing that they have. They're fighting on there. They're fighting on stuff that they brought and they believe they can use. The little food that they got, they are holding on. But I'm going back to come to ourselves. We got to do the same thing. You can learn a lot from other people by watching them. I've been overseas and I see the things and how they be grateful for what they got, and they grateful how they don't take things for granted. There's a lot of things that we take for granted, but we don't hold on to it when we should hold on. We throw away things that we should hold on, but we don't want to hold on to it. We want to get rid of it. But see, you have to hold on to your faith. And you don't know, we don't know what God may have for us in his hands. He may have something for us, and we bless us with it, but we have to learn to hold on to it. We're going to have to learn to live what we got and hold on to what we got. Things that need to be held on to is things that we got to watch out for. We just can't give up everything. We just can't give up what we have. We just can't just give up everything that's should be, because we need things. We need stuff to hold on to. It's not the big, it's the small things. It's not the things the big and you can hold on them all day long. But it's the little bitty, itty-bitty stuff as small as a mustard seed. Jesus said, if you have faith small as a mustard seed, you have to hold on to that. And we need to hold on to with what we got within ourselves. We have to hold on. We can't let anything come in and disturb and try to take it away. We have to fight for it. We have to fight to keep it within our hands. We have to fight for it to keep it within our reach. We have to fight for it so no one comes along and take it from us. That we have to fight for. And believe me, if you want it bad enough, you will hold on to it and you will fight for it. Sometimes we need to, fight for things that are really in need. Please, you have to fight for a lot of stuff. Just hold on to it. As long as you hold on to it, as long as you keep the faith and hold on to faith, just like Job, things begin to turn to him. But it was much better than what he had. It was much better. The Lord blessed him with more than he had before. He blessed him with all the sheep and the land and everything that he had, he got replaced. And we have to do the same thing. Everything we have, we have to get, and it gets replaced. But we got to learn to hold on to what we got. We got to learn to hold on to what we have. And we definitely got to hold on to what is needed. For the Lord knows that what we need and what we got is there. He has everything that we need, but we just got to learn on to hold on to it. And that's the way it should be. Learn to hold on to everything that we got and what we got. When you do that, that will be it. Hey, to all my YouTube friends, I hope to see you next time. Thank you.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Basie. We're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And my topic today is hold on. And, you know, things that I have to say that maybe we'll learn. I got some notes here that I'm going to read out to you, and I'm going to break them down little bit by little bit. And if you want to come in the conversation, call me at 614-817-5588 at 614-5588. And the show is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church. Let me tell you a little bit about the Keys. We're back in rehearsal again, and we got some concerts coming up, so I'll let you know where we're going to be at. As far as the Gospel Festival for next year, that's still on. I still gonna need to talk to some promoters and some managers so we can get this thing kicked off next year. Not this year, but next year. And looking forward to being a success. The topic is called Hold On. And my first thing at the bottom is called Hold On to God's unchanging hand. What it is that whatever you got that's bugging you and you can't handle it, put it in God's hand. Let him handle it. Because some things do get too big that you can't handle it. You have to let the Lord handle it for you. And I do mean let it handle it for you, because he can handle it. He can turn it off and he turn it on. He can take it away. So you just put it in his hands. The other one is hold on to the word in the Bible. Well, as I said, any book in the Bible, there's words of wisdom. And there's a whole lot of wisdom in the Bible that you can look up. It doesn't matter what book you read, what verse you read. You're going to find some wisdom out of that. And my thing is this. I'm going to say this. People, we got to hold on to what's going on now. From what I see on the news every day, how them people overseas are struggling and fighting to try. They're holding on to their lives. They're holding on to whatever they got. And it's every day. It's not every day. It's a life-threatening day. They don't know when they're going to get hit. They don't know when they're going to get killed. They don't know where it's coming from. All they know, they're in the shelters. And everything that they had has been taken away from them. But They are holding on to what they got. Everything I know, they're putting it in God's hand to help them out. The Lord will help them out, and they are going to come out of it here in the United States. We are going through some things, and we're going to have to learn to hold on ourselves. We're going to have to hold on to what we got. We are blessed that we are not going through what they're going through over there. And I'm not going to say we may not be blessed always or be lucky all the way that it may happen. We don't know when, hour, or day when that may happen. But we will be going, what they're going through, you can learn a lot from them. Our race, our people, had gone through a lot through all the years. All through the years, we have been struggling to try to make this land ours and make this land that we are born in, that we are part of this. But the enemy does not want us to hold on or does not want us to be with they got. This is Lee Williams coming up with how he found out. The song is called "He Laid His Hand on Me." That was the late Lee Williams. He laid his hand on me. time, I believe that the Lord will lay his hands on everybody. He's going to lay his hands. He's going to lay his hands on all of us, even those in Ukraine that he's going to lay his hands on. And he's going to bring them people out of that mess, and he's going to deliver them from out of that mess. For those who are listening to the show, and if you wish to make a comment about the classes or the music, please feel free to call at 614-817-5588. That's 614-817-5588. And I try to do my best to answer the questions the best way you can. As I say, this show is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church. And I say the Keys are getting ready to get... We get ready to get back in the mood because all the sickness is gone. So we'll get ready to come back out, and I will let you know where we are and where we're going to be at. Getting back to my subject, holding on. Hold on to the word in the Bible. That's section 2. But I'm going to skip that and go. I did say something. I'm going to the next. Hold on to wisdom, knowledge that he gives you. Right here. Going back to what I was had said that we people here are grateful and very blessed for what we got. There's a lot of people out there that can give you wisdom, but not truly from the heart. We have a lot of false prophets out there said they're this and they're that. And really, they draw people into them to let them know that we're doing the right thing. And sometimes they would blow your mind so bad that all you can see is the glow on what they say. But when it comes to the final action and to the final battle axe, what you thought was pretty turns into grass, this dead brown grass. And you really don't have the time to really, it hits you all at once. And you thought, well, this was supposed to be this and this is supposed to be that. But still, you're holding on to what was taught to you. You have to look at what God showed you, and you have to go and get the word out of the Bible and get wisdom to break away from that. And that's what it takes. Knowledge, you have. And some of us don't take the time to hold on to the knowledge that we got, because the knowledge that we don't have and we don't got, it doesn't add up to a pack of beans. Because some of y'all get the knowledge and you twist it the way you want it to be instead of twisting it the right way. I don't let met people like that, that they take things and put it the way they want it to be. Or they twist things. And they try to tell you, well, they try to get in the way where, well, don't pay no attention to that. It was this way and it's that way. But really, if you dig in and dig forth and find out what it's really like, you will find out that the knowledge that you have, they had is not true. Because they can make up stuff to get to you and put you on too. You have to try to do the best that you can. You need that knowledge to get you through. And you need that knowledge to hold on to. This is the Gospel Fairway. We'll be right back.
got some Stairway. And they're from Georgia. And they just sent me that. So I got some more coming, but that's called Gospel Stairway.
Okay, now, let's go to one more phase. Let's go with hold on to your faith. When you have faith, you got to hold on to it. I can't say too much about it, but let me do it from my experience. Things that you are, it's just like a car, and you get up in the morning and make sure that you start it off, looking for it to start off. And you're hoping that that car, when you get up in the morning, ain't nothing wrong with it to get you where you got to go from A to B, Z, and get you there and back. Well, faith is like something that you trust in God in. You have faith in what he, in his word. You have faith in what he has to say, what he is telling you. You have faith in the words that he had written in the book, in the Bible. All things that come unto him, you must have faith. As you said, you have to have strong, small as a mustard seed, and that seed is real small. And you have to have some, that faith has to be very, very strong to grow the food or the plant that it has to grow out. We have to have faith within ourselves. The people overseas that have faith, those people overseas, they have faith. But they're crying and they're praying. That's the asking for to get out of that situation that they're in. And they're praying every day, and they're holding on to that faith. And they're holding on to that one day they'll be able to get out and rebuild. And when they rebuild, it'll probably be a beautiful city. But what they're going through now, everything they got, I believe that they put it all in God's hands. The enemy can't always be a winner. He has to lose. Some things he may win and some things he don't lose. But sometimes it gets to the point he will lose. He may be winning now. But if you got faith that you're going to bring you out of this, you will win. He's not going to always win. Now, this is the Brooklyn All-Stars.
I stood up on the banks of Jordan,
yeah.
stars stood at the just to see. And I believe that they see the ship go by. And passing by each and every day. A lot of us have stepped on this ship and went home. A lot of us have seen the ship has stopped. Took our loved ones. I lost my daughter. My daughter had stepped on that ship last year. And she's gone on to be with her mother. Her mother stepped on the ship. My mother and father, everybody that have loved ones has stepped on that ship of Jordan. And as that ship, each day, that ship is stopping back, picking up loved ones. Just like the ones in Ukraine that they found that the dead bodies are in the streets. And there's those ones, the bodies that are in the street had stepped on the spirit. They're just shells, but the spirit has stepped on the ship of Jordan to go on. But those are still alive and still walking the streets are holding on to what they got. They're holding on to what they have. And we're holding on to everything that they need to, that they want to have. We need to hold on to what we got. We need to hold on to what we have, and we need to hold on to everything that we've been blessed with. I'm so grateful that I got a chance to see my great-grandchildren and my grandchildren, but I've got a chance to hold on to the little ones, those little ones, and hoping that one day that they can look up and hold on. Hope I was a great inspiration to them. And here's the Gospel Railways again. The praises go up. Gospel Stairways, when praises go up. And then, I have an opportunity to talk to that manager on the phone. And she sent me some on email, and she sent me the album. Like I said, there will be a lot of music that I will be getting, hopefully. Work a situation where we can play it on the air and on YouTube. But I'm working on that. Anyway, my topic was hold on to what God, what you got, and hold on to everything that's coming your way in a blessing. as I said, those people in Ukraine, they're holding on to everything. They're walking through faith, not by sight. They're walking in faith, and they see with sight what's happening. And someone that is bad and is sad, well, you have to think of what, put yourself in their place. And you think, this might come here. But would you have the faith to hold on and keep going strong? Would you have the faith to keep going on to continue living and hold your and put faith in God to handle this? Because one day the enemy is going to be destroyed. One day the enemy is going to, he's fighting to try to stay alive today, but he's not going to win his battle. And I'm thinking, Lord, I'm grateful that by us here in this country, we're not going through that. And I'm grateful and thankful that we can get up in the morning and go our place of employment, go to school or go to our faith, go to churches and go where we want to go to enjoy ourselves. We don't have to worry about ducking bombs and getting shot at by the enemy, which, I mean, the crime, they're shooting here now. But we have to have faith. These here, this is my group, Keys of Harmony. And we need to stand in the need of prayer. And before I sign up, I'd like to say this. The mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. Don't put no wooden nickels or anything else. Hold on. You see somebody in this smile, give them a smile. I'm going to let this, we sign off with this. Standing in the need of prayer by the Keys of Harmony.